First today, as you may have heard, lawmakers at the State House have passed the first of several expected bills aimed at addressing the state's drug crisis. The $3.7 million bill had run into some opposition from Governor Paul LePage, but after some revisions were made, he signed it into law within minutes of its reaching his desk. Mal Leary has details.
For a while last week, it looked like this bipartisan drug bill would be derailed because of concerns over its funding. At issue was a provision to use one-time money from the settlement of a lawsuit against the bond rating firm Standard & Poor's and assign the Attorney General's office to distribute grants to law enforcement for drug programs. House Minority Leader Ken Fordette, a Republican from Newport, says that strategy was changed following discussions with LePage and key Democrats.
Senator Alfon had an opportunity to meet with the governor. Obviously, I had been meeting with the governor and his staff over time, and there were some concerns that we had with the bill, and I think a lot of those concerns were reflected in the House Republican Minority Report, which essentially was the bill that got passed. And so what I think is important here is that we were able to bring everybody together.
The new agreement uses money from the Medical Use of Marijuana Fund, which is made up of licensing fees paid by medical marijuana providers. It also assigns the Department of Public Safety to administer grants to local police and county jails. Alfon says he believes it shows that the two parties and the governor can work out their differences to address important problems.
It did get down to a couple issues in the bill and then also some of the funding issues that we resolved. And, you know, Mainers expect us to get it done. They don't really care about the minutiae. They just want us to take a positive step forward, and that's what we did with this bill.
Paul McCarrier, president of the Maine Industry Group, an organization representing medical marijuana businesses throughout the state, praised the deal and says the marijuana fund has a surplus that can be tapped without affecting the oversight of the businesses.
How the medical marijuana program has gone over the past 5 years, I see this going along easily for at least the next 5 years. But hopefully we will not need as much money because we'll be able to win this war against heroin and opioids.
While McCarrier is confident that the marijuana fund can be an ongoing source for some grants, lawmakers point out that this is only the first bill of several that will be needed to address the drug crisis. Representative Drew Katine, a Democrat from Westbrook, co-chairs the legislature's Health and Human Services Committee.
Make no mistake about it, we have more to do. And I hope and believe that we will do more this session. But the measures that are before us today are a giant and important first step on an important and difficult journey.
When the debate reached the Senate, the panel's other co-chair, Senator Eric Brakey, a Republican from Auburn, sounded a similar caution.
Drug addiction has been with us throughout human history, and it is not disappearing anytime soon. It is a multi-layered and complex problem. And as much as we in the government would like to imagine that government can fix this problem, at best we can play a role in reducing harm.
There are at least a half dozen bills already before lawmakers, in addition to this new law, which also funds 10 more drug agents, a 10-bed treatment facility in the Bangor area, and sets up some grant-funded programs to address drug treatment and diversion. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.